أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
سورة 18 القحف The Cave Meccan Period Title The title of this surah is derived from verse 10 When the youth sought refuge in the cave The title simply signifies that this is the surah in which the word kaf, cave, occurs. This surah marks the beginning of the group of surahs revealed in the third period of the Prophet's Meccan life. We have divided the Meccan phase of the Prophet's life into four major periods of which some details can be found in the introduction to Surah Al-An'am. According to this division of the Prophet's Meccan life, the third period commenced around the fifth year and continued until the tenth year of his prophethood. What sets this period apart from others is that during this period the Quraysh escalated their opposition to the Prophet, peace be upon him. In the second period, the opposition of the Quraysh had been largely confined to campaigns of lampoon and ridicule, of slander and abuse, and to maliciously false propaganda against the Prophet's movement. Occasionally, they also tried to tempt or terrorize his followers. During the third period, however, the Meccans subjected the believers to violent suppression, ruthless torture, and to severe economic deprivation. This inevitably prompted a considerable number of Muslims to migrate to Abyssinia. As for those Muslims that remained, including the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, they were confined to the quarters called Shab Abi Talib and had to face a full-scale economic and social boycott. Nonetheless, there were two people during this period because of whom at least two influential families of the Quraysh continued to protect the Prophet, peace be upon him. These two persons were his uncle, Abu Talib, and his own wife, Khadija. This period came to an end with the death of both of them, in the tenth year of prophethood. Shortly after, the fourth period commenced, and with it, the Muslims of Mecca were confronted with wide-scale persecution. Eventually, all Muslims, including the Prophet, peace be upon him, were compelled to leave Mecca. If one reflects over the contents of this surah, it will be evident that it was most probably revealed during the beginning of the third period of the Prophet's Meccan life. It was revealed at a time when the Muslims were facing severe persecution and a little before their migration to Abyssinia. The story of the people of the cave was narrated to these persecuted Muslims so as to raise their spirit. It was also narrated to apprise them of the sacrifices that the believers had made in the past in the cause of their faith. Subject matter. This surah was revealed in response to three questions which were posed by the Meccan polytheists. After consulting with the people of the book, they had put these questions to the Prophet, peace be upon him, so as to test him. As for these questions, they were as follows. Who were the people of the cave? What is the true nature of the story of Khidr? What is the story of Zulkarnain? All these stories pertain to Judeo-Christian history and were scarcely known to people in the Arabian Peninsula. The people of the book had selected these stories carefully so as to test whether or not any extraordinary source of knowledge was available to the Prophet, peace be upon him. God subsequently provided adequate answers to their questions through the Prophet, peace be upon him. What is more, he hinted at how each of the three stories was significant for understanding the situation obtaining in Mecca at that time, viz. The conflict between Islam and unbelief. The following points are of special importance.